Terry Rozier faces new allegations in expanding gambling probe. Federal prosecutors plan to bring new bribery-related charges against NBA player Terry Rozier as part of an expanding investigation into sports betting and insider information. During a court hearing on April 27, prosecutors told a federal judge they intend to file a superseding indictment alleging that Rozier solicited and accepted a bribe. The new allegations were disclosed shortly after Rozier's legal team sought to have the existing charges dismissed. Rozier, who has pleaded not guilty to earlier charges, is already facing federal counts related to wire fraud. Prosecutors allege he shared non-public information about his playing status with associates, who then used that information to place bets. Allegations of insider betting activity. The case centers on a March 2023 game during Rozier's time with the Charlotte Hornets. According to prosecutors, he informed an associate that he would leave the game early, information that was later sold to bettors who placed wagers tied to his performance. Authorities now argue that the conduct goes beyond information sharing, with new evidence suggesting Rozier may have benefited financially through a bribery arrangement. Prosecutors said they will present the expanded case to a grand jury, which will determine whether the additional charges are formally added. The government has indicated it intends to file the new indictment by mid-May. If approved, the charges would include sports bribery and honest services fraud, a legal theory often used in cases involving breaches of professional duty for personal gain. Part of a wider gambling investigation. Rozier is one of several individuals charged in a broader federal investigation into the use of insider information in sports betting markets. Prosecutors allege that a network of individuals exchanged non-public details about NBA players, allowing bettors to exploit prop markets tied to individual performance. Seven men were originally charged in the case, with one defendant expected to plead guilty in related proceedings. The investigation has also intersected with a separate case involving an alleged illegal poker operation. The NBA previously placed Rozier on administrative leave following his arrest, though an arbitrator later ruled he must continue to receive his salary. He was released by the Miami Heat earlier this month. Next steps in the case. Rozier is scheduled to return to court on June 10 for a status hearing as the case continues. A grand jury decision on the proposed additional charges is expected in the coming weeks. The case highlights growing regulatory scrutiny around the intersection of professional sports and betting markets, particularly as access to wagering platforms continues to expand and integrity monitoring becomes a priority for leagues and authorities.